Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021, the Second Lord's Day. Today is the Seventh Commandment, and you may hear some worship practice going on in the background, but we're just going to go right through it, and hopefully that's not a distraction for you. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your purpose and your wisdom and your power in our lives. We pray that you would bless us and teach us this morning. In Christ's name, amen. All right, Lord's Day number 42. What is the seventh commandment? Exodus 20:14. You shall not commit adultery. All right, you shall not commit adultery. And looking ahead, that's the memory verse for today also. You shall not commit adultery. And don't forget the principle, one of the principles for understanding the Ten Commandments is getting at the spiritual essence of each commandment, that is broader and deeper and applies in different ways than just the basic commandment that's given. But you shall not commit adultery is the prohibition. And the opposite of that, which would be the requirement, would be you must be pure. You must be pure unto the Lord sexually in your relationships. Question 124, what is God's will for us in the seventh commandment? God condemns all unchastity. We should therefore thoroughly detest it and married or single, live decent and chaste lives. Now, this is one of the areas, I mean, it's pretty much every area of life and true, what's true and what's false, what's right, what's wrong. It's every area of life. You'd see how different a biblical worldview is from the popular cultural approach to things. But in this commandment, it really shines a spotlight on just how countercultural the message of the Bible and God's revealed will is for us to detest what's impure rather than revel in it and glory in it and think that it's a good thing, like is the way of the world, the popular way of the world. Question 125, does God in this commandment forbid only such scandalous sins as adultery? No. Okay, so yes, absolutely forbids that, but does it forbid that only? The answer is no. We are temples of the Holy Spirit, body and soul, and God wants both to be kept clean and holy, right? So the body, but also the soul, the internal part of us, our thoughts, our desires. That is why he forbids everything that incites unchastity, whether it be actions, looks, talk, thoughts, or desires. So the call is to purity, and the prohibition is against anything sexually impure. And as representative in the commandment, adultery, all right, keeping that marriage vow pure and holy unto the Lord. And so, you know, we live in a time, well, it's probably all times have been like this in one way or another. But what I was going to say is we live in a time where it's so common to call yourself a Christian, think that you're a Christian, think that you have a relationship with God and all the blessings that go with that. Sins are forgiven, going to heaven, all of that, but then still live an impure life, still live the life we used to live, or still live a life that's basically like the world around us. But that can never be. That can never be. And if that's you today, I would urge you and plead with you to repent, because when God calls us into fellowship with himself through Jesus and through faith, and he gives us the Holy Spirit, he gives us new hearts. He gives us new hearts that change the way we think, change our desires, change our priorities, change the way we talk, change the way we live. And at the heart of that is going to be a devotion to purity. And just like every single area in the Christian life, we grow in that area. We grow into the likeness of Christ. We grow in holiness. And it's a slow grind. It's a constant battle against sin. It's a constant battle against our own pride and our own desires. But there is real and true growth given by the Holy Spirit. So, Exodus 20:14, you shall not commit adultery. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for revealing your will to us and your ways to us. Apart from that, we'd have no idea who you are. We'd have no idea who we are. And we most certainly would have no idea of how to be made right with you and live for you and come into a relationship with you. So we thank you. Thank you for revealing yourself and your will to us. It's in Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you. Thanks for joining me again, and I'll see you tomorrow or Tuesday for Confession of Faith, week 42. See you soon.